bit.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today going up to 28, Joburg 24 and Polokwane a high of 26 degrees.
There is queuing traffic in Pretoria on the Mabopane Highway southbound. That's at Block Double X.
In your sport, Rassie Erasmus recuperating in hospital after undergoing a medical procedure. And Ruud van Nistelrooy said to be appointed as Leicester City's new manager.
Yesterday, a severe storm in Gauteng claimed a young life in Eldorado Park.
The tree fell on two tracks. On arrival, we had managed to remove the tree trunk, and unfortunately, we found a baby dead inside.
Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson Nana Khadebe says there were no other serious incidents reported in Eldorado Park. Meanwhile, on the West Rand, at least 24 people were injured when houses, a block of flats and a shopping centre were damaged in the Toekomsris area. Gauteng Premier Banyaza Lusifi was on the scene.
We'll set up an emergency war room to check what are the immediate needs. We'll definitely file a report so that we can ask for support from other spheres of government.
To the normally quiet suburb of Rietfontein in Tshwane, where a massive drug lab has been uncovered.
The takedown led the team to seize various chemicals, drug manufacturing equipment and final product, which was confirmed to be crystal meth, commonly known tick. The team also seized cash, believed to be the proceeds of crime.
The drug lab is worth an estimated 100 million rand. The raid on the premises followed extensive surveillance that led to authorities obtaining a search and seizure warrant. Gauteng police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a 39-year-old man from Mexico was arrested on the scene. In Laudium, in the south of Tshwane, officials caught a syndicate while they were busy with a massive and brazen attempt to steal huge transformers at the Claudius substation.
An employee from Energy and Electricity Department and his associates had arrived at the substation in a fleet of marked and unmarked trucks, an assortment of equipment, including an expensive crane.
Curious community members saw the activities and then phoned the cable theft unit, prompting the response by law officials. Tshwane spokesperson Salbe Bukaba says the Tshwane employee and other members of the syndicate were arrested on the scene while some suspects fled. To the US, where the political mercury is rising, several members of President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration have received threats, including bomb threats. The FBI said it was aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents and that they take it all potentially very seriously. Meanwhile, Google Trends reports that since the US elections on the 5th of November, there's been an increase of more than 1,000% of people in America searching to move to neighboring Canada. And if that process is too difficult, there's always Europe. A small Italian village of Olalai is offering dilapidated houses at just about 20 rand each to Americans who are upset about Trump's win. Olalai is on the island of Sardinia. The reason why the houses are being sold for the price of an espresso is partly a plan of the mayor to boost the little town's dwindling population, but also to attract Americans who want to renovate old properties and are seeking a more, what he calls, balanced lifestyle away from worn-out politics.
That's always so tempting, hey?
You hear, 20 rand!
You hear of people who bought some villa in the south of France for next to nothing, and then they sort of own... I think it's like one of those unrealistic dreams, really. You've seen the movie. What was that? A Good Year.
I remember, yes.
And then you... And it's got some old vineyards that just needs a bit of love. And then...
Martin, ek het ook dit gedink, ek het eers gelees het, nee. Maar toe besluit ek, you will say it's a dream until you go check it out. What have you got to lose to buy an old house for €1 on the island of Sardinia where you are an hour away from the Sardinian beaches?
Now, I'm convinced. And finally, I can say, I'll buy you a house.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hoekom nie? Wow.
Want jou huis gaan jou laaste klaar wees. Oh, dit beteken as dit reën, gaan jy na my huis toe kom om te kom slaap onder die dak. Maar ek gaan...